Olaf, Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Is he singing English or Russian?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy. I'll watch what he's gonna sing and watch. It's too funny.
My love for you is like a truck berserker. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
That's fucking funny, man.
Did he say making fuck?
So, wait. That looks weird.
No, it looks fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, yeah.
Just looks a little big.
Yeah, grip it and rip it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, just put it in. Don't think about
it. Yeah, just, you know.
The more you think about it, the more it's going to itch when it goes in.
Yeah, it gets. Ugh.
Yeah, then you're going to tense up, and then they're going to be like, oh, don't clench. Don't clench, baby.
It's just uncomfortable. You're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm not hurting you, am I? You all right?
Then you punch him in the back of the head. You're like, it's okay now.
Got to get the spark going, you know?
Exactly.
You know. Woo.
Wee.
How are things?
Things are going good.
Good. Jesse has to have his apartment cleaned out by tomorrow because... What is today?
Today's Monday.
The 12th.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of apartment is that?
I don't know. Maybe they want the fuck stains out of the bed.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, you got to be out by the 12th. Isn't it like, who does business by the 12th?
I guess the apartment complex is used
way
to
too much
in.
Grace period, if you ask me. It's a bunch of horse shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the scuttlebutt going around this week, I don't know if you caught wind of it, but we've been discussing, they're putting out a Triple X parody of The Big Lebowski. Did you hear about that?
No.
No.
I bet it's going to suck.
No, they had a preview for it, and actually somebody reviewed it and said that there's very little porn in it. And, like, I think that porn is trying too hard.
Well, didn't they do that one thing where it's supposed to be, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, but it was like ass Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, you know, they put a lot of money into it and stuff. And when it all comes down to it, I just want to watch people fuck. I don't care.
Well, you
who
can
it
watch
is.
That for free on the internet. I mean,
yeah. Well,
now they got to put on a show.
Yeah, but like, oh, so you're talking about like the DVD market and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
oh,
that's
okay,
that's
well,
the pay for market.
You
I
know,
mean,
hey, you can get all this porn, or you can buy our porn and watch. You know, scenes in between it. It's too much work. I just want to watch people fuck. I don't care who it is.
Well, you can do that online. Yeah, I mean,
I'll watch Prince fuck. I'll watch Brett Saberhagen fuck. I don't care.
Dude, people put on, like, webcams and they fuck on the computer.
Yeah.
And they do that for free just to, like, get their rocks off.
But, I mean, they've done parodies of just about everything at this point. They do,
Didn't Derek used to, like, Black Draft?
Black Draft?
Yeah.
Gay black porn?
Yeah, pretty much. It was
they dress up in firefighter outfits and,
and then they
fight
fuck.
Fires with their splooge.
I guess they just touch dicks.
I'll save you.
But that was back when they didn't, like, it was just weird fucked up names. Now they're, like, going at it, like, nice and good. With vaginas.
With vaginas. Yeah. We are currently number 5 on iTunes when you search for dicks. I need to find some way to make us number 1. Because I want us to be the number 1 search result for dicks.
A dicks?
What?
A dicks.
No, dicks.
Dicks?
Like wieners.
Dicks?
Actually, I didn't look up just dick. But dicks, plural, were number 5. And 2 of them are weird techno shit. Like weird techno mixes.
Yeah, so
I don't know what dick has to do with that. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason.
They probably get dick.
I have it written down. Dr. Dick's Sex Advice is the number 1 search result when you look up dicks. And he has more reviews, but less episodes. So I don't know what the criteria is, but number 2 is Buffalo Dicks.
And what do they do?
They do. They're only like 3 minutes long. I didn't subject myself to it. I'm sure it's awful, whatever it is. But
apparently they're number two.
Yeah, they have less reviews, less episodes, but they're ahead of us. So I mean, maybe it's the amount of times listened to.
Why would you listen to that?
I have no idea. And then the number three is Ruforia, which doesn't have anything to do with dicks. But it's you know what? That one wasn't actually bad. I actually listened to it. It's like a DJ does, like, hour-long, like...
Yeah, but what does it have to do with dicks?
It doesn't have anything to do with dicks. But it's the number three search result for dicks.
What do we have to do with dicks other than we all have dicks?
Well, it's in our title, though. And then number four is Lickin' Dicks. Less reviews, less episodes, and that's techno shit, too. And then we're number five. And then number six...
We have reviews?
We have a couple on iTunes. I ask all of you to go onto iTunes and review us, but only if you're going to review us positively. If you're going to give us shit reviews, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah, eat a dick in hell, faggot.
Yeah, why are you even listening to this if you don't like it, bastards? See, but then I say that, and I just know that somebody's going to be an asshole.
Like, hey, he told me to go fucking eat a dick.
Yeah.
I hope he goes to hell.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to make him go to hell by giving him bad reviews on iTunes.
But yeah, we have three reviews. And you know what? The funny thing is, the three reviews, us.
I haven't done one.
Me and Jesse are two of them.
Oh.
The other one's Hewitt. And he gave us a good review, but that's just because he loves Jesse.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But I just wanted to see what happens when we got a couple of reviews, if that mattered. And apparently it doesn't. So, yeah. But then, number six is Three Classy Dicks. That's a podcast, and it's fucking terrible. It's, like, I hope that we're not as shitty as these guys. I mean, I think we're funny, but that's because I'm me. But, like, these guys are fucking awful. I mean...
What do they do?
It's the most unfunny shit. And like, it's... the worst produced shit you've ever heard. I mean, like, it's three dudes.
Well, I don't know where we're willing to talk.
Oh, no. You gotta listen to this. There's three dudes.
Okay, so it's like us.
Yeah. And one of them is in the room, and, like, the other three are, like, coming over the speaker. It's like our shitty Skype cast, only we didn't do any kind of mixing. Like, he just tried to, like, put the speakers up to the... his microphone. It's like there's one microphone, and you're just supposed to hear the other two guys over the speakers. You can't tell what anybody's saying, and it's terrible. It made me sad, because I was like, God, are we this pathetic?
Well, I am.
You're pathetic?
Yeah, I got sub tits.
Sub tits? Is that like
I got titties underneath my... Well, I got titties underneath my tits to support the weight of my tits.
Really?
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't understand. Okay, first there's the tit.
You're
going
to show me.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'll hold your microphone. Okay. There's tits under your tits.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
And then I got this ass belly.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I mean, I've gotten kind of depressed because I've sprouted tits recently, but I don't have the sub-tits yet. So it's good that you're around. You help my self-esteem.
Yeah, I hope my belly doesn't get so big that it flops over my belt, and while I'm running, it, like, hits me in the dick. Like a gigantic, flabby skin skirt.
Like, just, like, come down and pow, you right in the dick. Oh, man.
Oh, my stomach hit me in the testicles again.
Do you think that you would get to a point, like, that would be the point where you'd be like... fuck, man, I need to quit eating so many damn cheeseburgers. Something needs to happen. My belly is...
Fuck that. If it ever got to that point, I'd just go rent a fucking chainsaw from Lowe's.
I know it's cliche to ask, but you can still see your dick.
Yes, I can see my dick.
So you're not that fat.
No.
I mean, you're not to the point where you're not able to see your own dick.
No, I mean, I pound my dick enough. I mean, the fat just, like, kind of moves away from it.
Oh, so it knows?
Yeah, like, it knows.
Hey, if we know one thing about him... it's that he needs to see his dick.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys now, if at any point you're thinking, man, these guys fucking suck, listen to the Three Classy Dicks podcast. It's under us right now. It's number six. And then come back. And you'll see that
It could be a
What happens if we start a flame war like the three classy dicks?
Classy dicks will be like, man, those guys are number five. Fuck them.
Yeah, guys, I don't even know what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, guys!
Yeah, but I guess the one guy that you can hear, he must be in charge, and the other two guys are just filler. But you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Charlie Brown's talking to his teacher.
You get the...
you have to piece together the conversation... You have to piece together the conversation based on their replies, not necessarily what she's saying. And so...
She?
The teacher. Isn't the teacher a she?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Pretty much any adult makes the wah sound.
I thought it was just the teacher.
No, it's like all of them. All the adults, they go...
Oh, yeah. But, you have to piece it. I mean, to a certain extent, I actually pay attention and try to make it sound not shitty. I mean, sometimes I fail, but I do try.
I remember when I failed once.
But I just can't imagine, like, going back and listening to it and being like, yep, that's definitely worth posting.
I don't know. I did like the part where I called your computer a little girl's bedroom.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about ours. Solid gold. Well, no, I mean, you know, a lot of it sucks, but, you know, what are you...
Yeah, most of it.
What are you going to do? Every now and then there's a gem in there.
Hmm. Well, I don't know about gems.
Yeah, you know.
Shiny pebbles, maybe.
Pebbles?
Yeah, fool's gold, papyrus.
It's the reason that old people on the beach have metal detectors.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it's probably pretty fucking boring.
And you find a key.
You're really wasting your time. But every now and then, find a nickel.
Or a quarter.
Oh, that would be the day. That would be the day that you say, this is what it's all for.
You see, this is going to pay for itself.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really an investment, like the commercial said. And I can do this in my free time. And I get to get out of the fucking house where my whore of a wife is nagging at me. And my fucking kids, the one's a faggot and the other one's a bitch. Fuck this life. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to take my little metal detector. I'm going to run out into traffic. Who gives a shit?
And you know what? Walked on the beach, got exercise, found a fucking quarter.
Yep.
Yeah. Changing the world, really. I mean,
and you get to look at all the hotties in their little bikinis. Like, oh no, ladies, I'm at work.
Yeah, I'm not a pervert. I'm looking for metal out here.
Yeah, that bulge you see in my pants is my batteries.
Yeah,
my metal detector.
Got a backup battery, just in case. Yeah. Have any gun stories or anything?
Well, there was this little post that I really like at my gun board. Pretty much the things that will really set them off is when you talk about religion and guns. Because there are some really fucked up evangelical Christians on this board.
They kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Religion and guns.
You'd be surprised. It's more than anything like other areas. Like you wouldn't... Like there's more of a mix. But really it's only about like 30%. Jesus freaks. I mean, going anywhere else, you're not going to find 30% Jesus freaks in anything. You know, unless you're talking about slapping tickle bars. But at this little site.
Is that slapping tickle bars or slap and tickle bars?
You know, it's where you get drunk and this girl in some little, like, fucking fuck me boots and crotchless panties gives you a little spanking.
Yeah.
And puts a finger in your butt.
Yeah.
You know, one of those places.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Like, do they spank you with their bare hand? Do they have like a...
No, they have paddles.
Yeah.
They have holes in them, so they're more aerodynamic.
Oh yeah. Well,
so
it's like
a science lesson. Yeah. Like, oh, if I put holes in it, I could smack that ass harder.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
And if I put my finger in your butt, I can slap you in the mouth, and then I get you to clinch on my finger.
Did you hear? Fucking Obama started a tax on tanning beds. I'll tell you what, if that's not targeting white people, I don't know what is.
Who the fuck? I've never understood that. The sun is out there for free.
Yeah.
It's out there most of the day.
Yeah.
If not all of the day.
No, the higher tax on tanning beds.
Really, who gives a shit? I mean,
I don't know. I think that they should just, you know, line those people up and drop them in a big hole or something.
You mean like the all the orange people?
Yeah, all the creepy orange people.
Yeah, I think they should, like, overtax those fake tanning things just because we as a society should say, you know what? That's fucking uncalled for. There is no reason for any of you to do that. Whores.
I think they should draw dicks on them before they go in there so that they have...
Oh, instead of those little Playboy bunny stickers and shit?
They have dicks tattooed on them.
Yeah, they got little dicks right on their cheeks. Like, oh... Oh, we didn't tell you about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Instead of taxing you, we're just going to draw dicks on you.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Man, I guess you're not going to want to come back. Oh. My 75 cents worth of spray and glow is going to go to waste. Oh, shit. Damn it, this was a poor investment. Should tell my mom. She needs to take back her $10.
Did your mom lend you the $10?
Oh, she could have if I started my own tanning company.
Why didn't you just, you know, I don't know.
Well, where was I going to get $10?
Think of all the candy you could buy with $10.
Yeah, I could store some underneath my tatties.
Yeah,
keep them for later.
If you really think about it, what's sexier, sub tits or fake tanning?
You know what? I'm pretty sure if I went tanning, I'd look like a fucking big old Mexican.
Would you have to pull your tits up to get underneath your tits?
Oh, I could have like a titty tan, like a farmer's tan.
Yeah.
Only it would, you know, it would, my titties would cast a shadow on my sub titties, and ooh, kind of like that idea.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try that. I think there's a tanning place near me.
I got a lot of positive feedback about the Napier karaoke.
Why?
I don't know. People really enjoyed your karaoke session.
I don't believe you, sir.
You don't?
No, not even a little.
Well, don't let me be, you know, the only one to tell you. If you look at the things, the stats are through the roof, man.
Really?
Lots of downloads of the...
I never go to our website.
Napier. You really should. You know, you would think that you would, you know, check it out every now and then. But no, you don't.
No. I'm just too awesome for that.
You're in it for the rallies, aren't you?
I'm in it. Well, I paid for rallies today, sir.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's your excuse to eat rallies and sit in a dimly lit room.
Sir, I don't need an excuse to eat rallies in a dimly lit room.
Yeah.
At least in my room, I can smoke cigarettes and play World of Warcraft.
That's true.
I can be a paladin, and I can run around smiting ogres.
Smiting them?
Yeah, smiting them.
Are you still on that shit?
Holy fuck, yes.
Are you ever going to not do it?
Yeah, when I die.
Do you ever win?
Motherfucker, I still play Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah. I got the new one.
Is there new Pokemon?
Yeah, it came out like last month.
Is there still a Pokemon cartoon on TV?
Yeah.
Or is it just repeats?
No. They still make it in Japan. It's fucking huge over there.
Are you the only one left in the world that still does Pokemon? Or
no,
is it still
they
like
still
a
do.
Thing?
No. They got some little Pokewalkers now.
Pokewalkers?
Yeah, you place your Pokemon.
Sounds like
here.
It would be a really good, like,
you put your
slang term for... pedophiles.
Pokewalkers?
Yeah.
There's
some Pokewalkers out there today!
They walk around and they poke the kitties?
Yeah. Well, oh, no, not the Pokewalkers.
With the little Pokewalker, you can put your Pokemon in your Pokewalker. And then when you walk around with your Pokemon, you're like, oh, I got a little friend with me. And then it levels, and then sometimes it makes friends.
When he moved to the Bay Area, he had to go door to door and tell all of his neighbors that he, in fact, was a Pokewalker.
And he felt shame.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, damn. It's the Pokewalker! Dag, yo! Grabbing the kitties! Stay away from the park at night! You know what I want to do?
What do you want
to
do?
I want to go up to the old hut and see what kind of abortion it has become.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Is anybody we know still there?
Melissa.
Oh.
I think they might have made her the store...
No.
Store, I heard there was talks about that.
You lie.
Why don't you call her?
No.
No? Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I have...
Oh, I heard Viet's a manager.
Viet who?
You know, Viet, Black Viet with the mustache and the glasses.
Who's Black Viet?
Wasn't that Viet? What was his name?
Who's Viet?
Wasn't there a Viet?
There's several Viets.
Yeah, there, can we mention Viet and Viet?
Why not?
Oh, these are unpilferated internets. Won't he find that we've talked about him?
Do you think that he's that internet savvy that he's going to find not Viet and Viet?
Well, I think you just said not... you just insulted his intelligence. You already got your warning, dude. You're gonna get shanked. You're gonna come out of this goddamn place one day.
Fuck!
You're gonna get.
I'm gonna have to go back and do all the reverse shit again.
Yeah.
We talked about this once, and I went back and I. Not like if he found it, he wouldn't know who we were talking about. Fuck! God damn it! I'm gonna die, aren't I?
Yeah, he's gonna fucking stab you, dude.
Son of a bitch.
He's gonna stab you. He's gonna make a new fuckhole in your back.
And then he's gonna fuck it?
No, I mean.
He's just going to leave it open, like, for somebody else to come fuck?
Well, I'm pretty sure he has friends that would do it just to...
What kind of sick bastard would come across a dead body with a stab wound in their back and not fuck his ass or his mouth, but fuck the stab wound? Or would you fuck all three?
Well, first off,
you said
number one...
You said make a new fuckhole. That's what you said. I'm not the asshole here. You said it.
Well, yeah.
So
but,
that's
I mean,
not a
you,
new
you
fuckhole.
Call
that's
into
just
question.
A new hole.
Look... You're putting standards on somebody that runs across dead bodies and fucks it? Seriously? What the fuck do they care?
The body fucker, I would imagine, would have a little bit of class to be like, oh, well, I'll fuck his ass and I'll fuck his mouth. But that stab wound, that's going too far.
Really? That's going too far?
Wouldn't you think?
You're fucking a dead body and then now you have standards?
How like, long? How long into the being dead thing is acceptable? Within
well,
8 minutes.
Well, for me, none.
For you, none. Okay, but you know, common rule of thumb. I mean, you're a very moral man. I can understand that, but
I don't know.
3 or 4 minutes, you think?
Lukewarm. As long
what
as
if you're
like...
having sex with someone and they die while you're having sex with them, is it okay to finish?
Have they voided their bowels yet?
Let's say no.
You know, it takes me a while to finish up, so I'd have to say...
You stop like, and you call the police? Say, I'm sorry this person died while I was fucking them?
Well, what are they... you can just say, I wasn't fucking them, and then, you know, but then you can't say you weren't fucking them... When there's sperm in there,
would it be a crime?
Well, it might be.
Well, I maybe it might be. I would say it should be, but is it?
Well, did you know they're dead? They might have died, but did you know it?
We'll say yes, but how could you prove that? I mean, I guess you couldn't, you know. You say,
well, if they void their bowels all over you and they shit.
Some people are into that.
Didn't Jesse have the story of fucking the shit?
Fuck me in the shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're Jesse, it's okay.
No, Jesse didn't fuck anybody in the shit. It was somebody that knew somebody that knew Jesse.
So this is like fourth hand? That story was so awesome. Now it's like,
it was somebody that knew somebody that knew Jesse.
Well, it didn't happen.
You don't think it happened?
No.
No. Sounds like bullshit to you.
Yeah, it sounds like who would do that?
I don't know.
And didn't he say it was a girl
who
was doing
it? If you're in
the
right kind of mood, you know, crazy shit happens.
Yeah,
but you can't judge. You can't.
I mean, I can judge whoever I want.
No, not in this case, though.
Yeah, I can.
No,
why can't
I? I'm sorry, you can't. You can't judge. Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you have to fuck somebody in shit. That would be a mood killer for you. You'd be like, I'm sorry.
I don't even think I could keep it semi, like, with there's poop.
If there's poop anywhere?
Yeah, well, I farted during sex and, like,
yeah.
Smelled really bad like poop. there wasn't any like physical poop for me like squirm around.
It's not necessarily the smell. It's more that there's
there's like a consistency below you.
Yeah.
That you don't know. That's like
what if there was poop like on a towel in the corner? Would it bother you just that it was there?
Are the lights on or off?
On.
Am I tops or bottoms, and is it in my field of vision?
Yes, it is in your field of vision. And does the top or bottom thing matter?
Yeah, it would matter to me.
Okay, top.
Yeah, I could keep going.
Bottom.
Ooh, I don't know. I think we'd have to switch. We'd have to like
I need to be back on top. There's poop in the room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, okay. I can see the doo-doo.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get on the bottom.
Would you just move your position so that your back was turned to the poop?
I that would be okay.
See, I just...
Like, how big of a poop stain is it? Is it a lot
of poop? I remember the time that we had all those people over to the apartment back when we lived at the Knolls. You didn't live there, but you were there all the time. And
you made me get your milk.
Yeah, that was
And
great.
Then you threw Brian Haney down the steps, and then you kicked him out the door.
Yeah.
You called him a little faggot.
That's really the only physical altercation I've ever been in, is that little prick getting in my face.
Yeah, but the one time you snapped on the littlest dude in the fucking planet.
It just happened to work out that way. But that fucking
what
guy
do you mean
was asking
it just
for
happened it. To work out that way?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, I imagine that if the guy had been bigger, I still would have gotten pissed and, you know, pushed him.
Yeah, but you're not a real big fighting dude.
No.
I mean, anybody could beat up Brian. I mean, that's like, it's like trying to beat up, like, piss.
Maybe part of the irritation was that the guy was getting in my face and he was a little bitty guy. I was like, what the fuck are you getting in my face for? You're a little bitty guy.
Yeah, and it was your house.
And it was my house. So I pushed him out the door. And then he came back in, and then I pushed him out the door again.
Which is probably pretty easy, considering he weighed 120 pounds.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And most of it was his vagina.
But anyway, yeah. No, do you remember when the guy brought his dog over, and the dog shit in my living room, and he just put a sign over it that said, "This is poop," and left?
Andy?
Yeah.
I thought he put a sock over it.
Nope, put a sign on it that said, "This is poop." The dog took a big steaming shit in my living room, and then he just put a sign over it that says, "This is poop." Like if we had taken the sign off and, you know, or whatever, and seen it sitting there, we wouldn't have been like, "Oh, look, poop." We would have thought it was chocolate or something. I mean, a big pile of shit in the living room.
Didn't you lose your deposit over that crap?
I believe so, yes.
Because it stained, it made a poop stain?
Well, no, what they said was that there was animal urine in our apartment. And, I mean, we didn't have a pet. And so we called around to everybody, like sitting in the office while she was sitting there. And, we were sitting in the rental office, and we were just calling everybody on our cell phones. Hey, did you by any chance piss anywhere, on the floor or like on any of the furniture or anything?
You didn't call me. I could have been that one.
Maybe it was you. I don't think we did call you. So we were having a good time. We were calling people, and we were wasting her fucking time. At a certain point, she goes, "Yeah, that's really funny and all, but you're still going to owe us about $800 and something. It's like...
$800 fucking?
It was a little bit
of piss?
It was a lot, yeah.
What do you mean a lot? A lot of piss? They found
No, it was a lot of money. I don't know how much piss it was. They did a third-party investigation to determine that there was animal piss in our apartment. I want to know where the piss was, and like if I laid in it or something.
Why didn't you say, "No, I don't believe you. We don't have pets. Show me the piss."
Show me the piss.
Could be like one of those documentaries on HBO.
About piss?
About
a finding piss on a...
No, like, where they investigate, like, didn't they have that one show where the dude went around?
It's one thing to charge us for animal piss, but it's another, like, to charge us for animal piss when we didn't have a pet. And, like, then, we didn't have a pet. Okay, well, prove you didn't have a pet. Well, how do you do that?
I guess you say, I don't know, piss on her. Like, is this what you saw? Is this the piss?
Shoot golden ropes of piss on her and say, is this the piss you meant? Because this isn't animal piss. This is my piss. And the other, what it was a pet fee. Like, they said that we had a pet because there was animal piss in there.
Yeah.
So, like, if it had just been our piss, would we have not been charged for it?
I don't think so. If the whole thing was over a pet fee, why didn't you just say, no, one of my buddies, he just whipped his dick out and started pissing all around the room.
So, I mean, you know, sure, charges for the piss, but not for animal piss. That was my piss.
Well, why didn't you do that at the time?
I don't know.
I mean, you were with Bobby, and
she was saying, you know, that's funny and all, but you're still going to owe me, because we never did find who the piss came from. Maybe if we had found a friend who said, yeah, I pissed, then she'd have been like, oh, well, if it's human piss, then that's different.
Well, I mean, she would have had to. I mean, where was the clause that said you couldn't piss, you know, around your own bedroom?
Well, we were paying rent. Why can't we piss?
Exactly.
I piss wherever I want.
Fuck that whore.
Yeah.
You say, look, this is America. And in America, I can piss wherever I want.
I mean, sure, if you think there's a problem with my piss and you want to change the carpet and we have a security deposit, that's one thing. But she charged us on top of that for animal piss.
You know, you could have gone this route. You could have gone all ADA on her. So, look, one of my girlfriends that was over here, she was disabled and her bladder didn't work right. Who the fuck are you, whore?
Yeah. How dare you comment on a disabled person's piss?
And then you could have got all pissed off at her, like, hey,
you
see this?
You will be hearing from my attorneys.
Oh, that would have got her good.
Probably not.
No.
She probably would have said, yeah, that's funny, but he's still going to owe us like $800-something.
Yeah, you should have pissed on her.
Oh.
I miss my friend Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
It's been two times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's got shit to do. He's a man of the people. He's a busy guy.
No, he isn't.
You don't think he's, you know...
I think he's at home playing with Monster Face, getting cookies.
Getting cookies?
Yeah.
Is that code for something?
Yeah.
You know, I'll try it, but it's probably not going to work.
What are you doing? Are you calling him?
Yeah.
Bet me $1 he's getting his cookies.
Getting his cookies?
Yeah. Let me rub Kool-Aid on your vagina. I'm going to drink you up.
Jesse, are you getting your cookies? Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
See, shit to do. He knows why I'm calling.
Exactly. Call Sarah.
Napier wants to know if you're getting your cookies, and that's why you're not here. I don't know what that means, but apparently it's code for something.
He's getting his tasty treats.
Getting your tasty treats. Call us back, fucker.
Yeah. Call Sarah. Don't they live together?
Yeah, she's at school.
She's at school?
Did you hear about this Glenn Miller guy yet?
Who?
The guy that's doing all the racist radio ads. You haven't heard about this
No.
yet? Guy's running for Senate in Missouri. This is right in our back door. Right in our back door. No, the guy's running for Senate in Missouri.
Okay, Missouri Senate, actual.
Which isn't until what? November?
Yeah.
And so federal law says that if a radio station takes ad dollars for political advertisements, they have to offer it to anyone who wants it. They can't just take ad dollars for one candidate. They have to take it for anyone who wants it.
Really?
And so, yeah. That's a federal... And not only that, but they have to offer them their lowest advertised rate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this guy is running as an independent write-in vote, and he is putting these commercials up that are the most racist, fucking awful commercials you've ever heard. But he's doing it under the guise of, hey, I'm running for Senate.
And pay him running for Senate, fuck niggers.
Yeah, it's kind of that's kind of what it, he. I mean, he's talking about mud people and you know, the Jews and all kind. I think I have one. I'm not going to take the time to.
What? Okay, where is he running at? Like, what district?
I don't know. They're running in Kansas City. I'll give you the radio station, but listen to this fucking guy. This guy's unbelievable. And like, at no point does he say anything about running for Senate. It's so funny. And they run a disclaimer before and after,
saying that we're forced to do this by law. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't write us letters.
Hold on, listen.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
White men have become the biggest cowards ever to walk the earth. The world has never witnessed such yellow cowards. We've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government, our banks, and our media. We've allowed tens of millions of foreign mud people to invade our country, steal our jobs and our women, and destroy our children's future. America is no longer ours. America belongs to the Jews who rule it and to the mud people who multiply in it. The undeniable proof is at DavidDuke.com. It's time for white men to unite, to join together, and to take our country back. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
The proceeding was a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children. But
no shit.
Yeah, they run that shit before and after everyone because, you know, like, it's... And that's not even the worst one. I got another.
Are
one.
You shitting me?
Yeah, yeah. And this is running on a radio station in Kansas City. It's so funny.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck is wrong with people?
I mean, like, at any point
Did he say something about protecting the white women's?
Yeah,
from the mud people.
The following is a paid political advertisement that may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
Hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America. Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television.
The coons.
The future of white children will be a nightmare.
Awesome.
And you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to WH.
I guess this guy edited this one. Yeah, they're not allowed to edit it. I guess this guy edited it when he put it up on YouTube. But yeah, this fucking guy at no point says, I'm running for Senate. At no point, he doesn't even give out his web address. He gives out another racist guy's web, DavidDuke.com. I mean, that guy's fucking whack too. And his beard is a different color than his hair, which freaks me out. David Duke. I don't know what the Glenn Miller. I don't know what he looks like. He sounds like he's like 900 years old and sitting in a rocking chair with a shotgun in his lap. But yeah, no. That David Duke guy. He has a white beard and brown hair, which is weird.
But, yeah, that is.
But yeah, they're just running that. Out in the and we're like, what's the message really? What are we going to do? I mean, like, sure, it's great to say, oh, I don't like all these coloreds, but is that your stance?
That's pretty much his stance. I don't like brown people.
But I mean, like, what are you going to do about brown people?
I think they want to go back to lynching.
But yeah, so yeah, if you're in the Kansas City area, check out yes, KBHZ, I want to say. I don't know what the KMBZ is the radio station that those are running on. So yeah, you just bought up a bunch of ad time and then just spits his hate and crap like during every commercial break. Wouldn't it be great? Like, listen to some Journey and some Foreigner and then, the mud people. McDonald's. Diet Pepsi. And now, some sticks.
I don't know if that's really fucked up or really awesome.
I think it's
because if it was a prank, it'd be pretty fucking awesome.
No, it's not a prank.
No, but I'm saying if it was. But if the dude was fucking with us, it might be really funny.
It's funny because like he found like this loophole, this avenue to, you know, put this bullshit on the radio, and like nobody can do anything about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they could. I mean, lawyers would tie it up to a point where there it would be well after the election, and then they wouldn't have to run it.
He's got till November.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just buy up all their ad time.
Yeah, lawyers can push shit back years, decades.
That's so funny.
They could make it where the motherfucker wouldn't be able to run an ad until the next fucking election.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that maybe...
I wonder if people would actually vote for him. I imagine some people probably would.
Just like a joke.
Based on the stance of, you know...
Fuck the darkies?
Fuck the darkies.
Did he actually say darkies?
No, he said mud people and coons.
Like,
one of them was all about how he didn't like that white women dated black guys. Like, that was the whole ad. It was like, you know... And now, you know, a paid political advertisement. I mean, are you going to pass a law that says that white women can't date black
guys?
Well,
there used to be laws that said that.
What, in the 30s?
No, well, before then. No, it was like fucking... No, 18-something. Yeah. They could fuck. And, hell, just recently that one cracker over in fucking Mississippi wasn't giving marriage licenses to... interracial couples.
Maybe we should buy up some political advertisement time.
Where the
I
fuck
mean,
are we
we're guaranteed. We'll run you for Senate, and you can just talk about how you shouldn't have sex with dead people, and that you want to make dildo farms. And oh, speaking of dildo farms, you know the that Firefox has the persona things now that you know you can put the. Gay shit at the top and the bottom of your thing.
Yeah, like
I tried
ABBA.
To make the wheelbarrow full of dicks persona and submit it to Mozilla. Yeah, they denied it.
Oh, well, fuck them.
I had a couple of dildos and then a really, really long arrow all the way across to the other side, and there was a flaming trash can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they denied it. They said it was inappropriate.
Oh, well, fuck them.
They're wrong, though, because we're doing a service.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, I could run for Missouri State Senate against that dude promoting darky fucking white chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I love to see? I love to see black guys plowing white broads.
I swear to God, I thought Mark was going to get us all fucking fired and letters written to, like, some governor. Do you know what that little Filipino kid was saying in the back of that fucking dirt nasty Pizza Hut? I heard him. My children heard him.
He used to do his Arnold Schwarzenegger impression back there, too. He'd just be like,
Oh, pizza! Every time I'm working out, I'm coming!
It's not... How can it not be on YouTube?
I don't know.
Oh, that's so awful.
Just put it into Google.
Oh.
It's got to be on some website. It's out there.
We need to call Mark Balladad right now.
Why
is he not here?
Why is he not... Well, we didn't invite him.
We should have.
Yeah. Now I feel sad that we didn't invite Mark.
Here.
And Jesse wasn't even here.
Talk to him.
Mark!
Make sure to let them know that we're...
So we're doing a podcast right now. Oh, my God, I farted and the shit stinks. We're doing a... Yeah, we're podcasting.
Ask him what he's wearing.
Yeah, right now. You're on. So, Mark, remember back in the day when we were at Pizza Hut and I used to say, Mark... Don't do your impression of her anymore. You should do that right now.
I would, but I'm in the living room. 3-year-old little brother. Oh, goodness. Well, actually, I was about to step out the door to go to work.
You're going to... Dude, it's dark out.
I'm working for Chris Dick.
Oh! Jesus, somebody's making some damn money. Did you get your intronets back?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Tell him we didn't want to talk to him anyway.
Well, we don't like you that much anyway, dude. Well, next time we do one, we're going to invite you.
Yeah, totally. Let me know, man.
Awesome.
Alright, well, you guys have fun.
Okay, peace out.
That was ultimately a failure.
Yeah, that failed so hard I could feel it in my dick tip.
A lot of failure. I don't think we should call anybody anymore because it always ends in failure.
Yeah. Live radio.
Yo, you on?
Hi, friend.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Tippy.
Hello?
Hi, friend.
Yo, how you doing there?
Hi, friend.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh, hi, friend.
Yeah, I gotta go work.
Oh.
It was nice talking to you, though.
Bye, friend.
All right, bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, friend.
How you doing?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I got my penis in my lady.
What's cracking?
Yeah, I'm cracking her butt.
Ooh! You farted during the sex?
Oh, it's fart.
Yeah? You talking on the phone while you farting during the sex?
I like it because when our juices mix together and my anus crack, and then I fart, it smells like a tuna that died in a shit stain.
You see that poo-poo over in the corner?
I see it.
I left it there for you.
Oh, damn it. Now I got a semi.
Hope I don't kill the moo with the poo-poo.
Oh, it's flopping out of her vagina right now.
Oh,
man, I can't put it back in.
I put a little sign on it.
I'm going to have to slap my balls around to get it hard again.
Slap your balls around.
Oh, man, somebody go get me a rubber band. I'm going to flick it against my testicles and then my dick tip, and that'll get me hard, at least semi. And then I'll put it back into my woman, and she can slap me around for a little bit and touch my dick.
Do the windmill with that wiener.
Yeah, then we're going to touch dicks.
I think I just went from a black guy to like a southern guy. Wiener.
Oh.
How would you say wiener as a black guy?
Weenus.
Yo, dog. All about my wiener. See, I can't. You can't say wiener as a black guy.
No, you say wiener.
Black guys have never said wiener before.
Say weenus. Try it.
Weenus?
Yeah, try it. Try it in that voice.
Weenus. No, that don't work either.
Yeah, try it.
You know, as far as my black guy impression is, I don't think I can say any. Maybe my dick.
My weenus.
I'm talking about my dick.
I don't have an impression. Though. I just have varying Napier voices.
Yeah, yeah.
It all sounds the goddamn same.
Do your impression of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Guess who likes to touch my cousin? Me.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, do your impression of John Travolta.
I don't act in good movies anymore.
Who are you?
I'm John Travolta.
All right, now I'm going to do a social experiment. Do your impression of me.
My girlfriend don't like it when I poop in the toilet and don't flush. She yells at me about shit.
That's better than last time. You remember the last time you did your impression of me?
No.
You did like four people like, ugh, I'm Obama. Ugh, I'm a gay guy. And he went, oh, hi, I'm Mike. You son of a bitch. Yeah. Well, okay, at least I grew testicles.
I not allowed to talk about your girlfriend yelling at you about not flushing the poo in the toilet?
No, here's the thing. My poop requires two flushes.
Yeah.
But the toilet, like, doesn't stop running. So, like, you have to jiggle the handle. But I don't got all fucking day to wait for my shit to go down, man. I got shit to do. Yeah. And so I flush once, and then, like, you know, I wait, jiggle the handle, gotta wait some more. And then I flush again.
Why don't,
but sometimes I don't have the fucking time to wait around for the fucking second flush.
You know what
and
you
so
mean?
I don't even think that like there was still shit. I think that it was shitty toilet paper, which doesn't even count.
Well, what if it was like nuggets too?
Well,
you know what you could do? Go buy yourself like a cheap potato masher and just poop in the tub.
Poop.
Yeah, just get a potato masher and poop in the tub. And then when you're done pooping, you turn the water on and you hit it with the potato masher.
You know, I pee in the shower. I do. I won't
lie about that, but I don't think I've ever shit in the tub before.
Didn't Bobby say that he only poops before he has to take a shower?
No, that's Joey.
Oh, that's Joey?
Yeah.
So he can wash his butthole?
Yeah.
Without having to use toilet paper?
Well, I will have it be known that the wipes, like the wet toilet paper.
Yeah.
I will never use dry toilet paper again.
Is it too nice?
The wipes are amazing. They make you feel so clean.
Oh, I hate it when you got like a nasty one and then some asshole, you know, runs down the hallway and then bangs on the door while you're pooping and then you cut one off like in the middle.
And then you still got some poop, you know, hanging out in there.
Yeah, then you gotta like wait a minute for the rest of it to come and like, oh, and then you gotta
shake
your butt.
Like when you have
a
really good long one going.
Yeah, those are awesome.
And then you cut it short.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
I was going for the record.
Yeah.
I was gonna call him Snakey.
I think I had this conversation in the locker room once about, you know, looking down and admiring your work, and somebody was talking about how, you know, they don't care what it looks like. I mean, isn't that kind of like, you know, a testament of, like, what's going on? Like, you know, sometimes they're green, sometimes they're orange. And don't you kind of want to know, you know, what it looks like that day? You know,
well,
to make sure
I don't,
you're okay?
Well, sometimes I look at it like, man, I'm proud that came out of me. Now but I know how what ladies feel with birthing.
You don't ever not look at it, though, do you? I mean, you always look and see what you did.
Sometimes, yeah.
What do you mean sometimes? You mean there's sometimes that you flush without looking at it?
Well, yeah.
I don't think I've ever not looked at one of my shits before.
Like, one, okay, like, after rallies, I don't even want to look at it. I think it's like a little abortion. I don't even want to touch the damn thing. I just know that it smells and it's starting to eat through the toilet. And it's starting to bubble and grow teeth. It's like, oh, God, it's forming Voltron or Shittron. It'll get a sword and then cut through my testicle sack.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
I don't get it.
Poop?
And I was looking at our map yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm really getting mad at Australia.
Why?
I mean, we got everywhere, man. We got Great Britain. We got Iran. We got, you know...
we got Iran?
We got fucking everywhere. Except Australia. We don't got shit for Australia. How can that even be? Not one motherfucker in Australia can take the time to listen to our bullshit.
Well, maybe they don't speak English down
there. We just talk like 20 minutes about poop. That's got to be interesting to somebody in Australia.
Maybe.
Don't Australians poop?
Well, I mean, I guess they call it something different there. Like a lift
or
something.
Did you ask if Australian people speak English?
I mean, are English.
What do you think they do?
I don't know.
They say the same shit we do. They just put mate after it.
No.
So it'd be like,
do that, do they?
You look at all of your poops when you're done with them, don't you?
Mate.
And
I'll say, I'm not your mate, friend.
All right, this is going nowhere fast, Napier.
Yep.
What karaoke song do you want to do?
What do we got on the list?
You just name it, and I'll find it.
What did Chris Dick make that apparently he wanted me to sing?
Oh, no, we'll have to say that for next time. I'm not done with it yet.
Oh.
How about some Foreigner?
No, Journey.
Journey. You want to do Don't Stop Believin'?
How about Worlds Apart?
Well, I like it. This could just be like our new thing. We won't even talk anymore. We'll just have you sing the whole time.
Oh, with lyrics, hell yeah. I can't hear it.
Oh, you will.
What the fuck is this shit?
No, this is the worst shit ever.
No, wait a minute. I think it was coming.
No. It was not coming.
The fuck was that horse shit? No, that's a cover.
Yeah!
Dude, I don't think this is it. It says it's a cover.
Well, it's not Journey doing the song, it's a karaoke.
It is? Who's the fuck Dr. Rockdoor? Here we... look, see? See? He's doing it. Not me. Fuck that dude. I sound better than him. Ass balls fuck. Shitbag motherfucker. In the style of Journey?
In the style of Journey.
Yeah!
That sounds like shit! You look like an epileptic retard when you dance. Here we stand, worlds apart, hearts broken in two, sleepless nights, losing ground, I'm searching for you. Feeling that it's gone. Can't change your mind. If we can't go on, survive the tide. Love divides. Someday, love will find you. Break those chains that bind you. One night will remind you how we touched and went our separate ways. If he ever hurts you, true love won't desert you. You know I still love you, though we touched and went our separate ways. Musical break, 8 measures. Fuck you!
How many is 8?
There it goes. Troubled times, caught between confusion and pain, distant eyes, promises we made were in vain, if you must go. I wish you love. You'll never walk alone. Take care, my love. Miss you, love. Someday, love will find you. Break those chains that bind you. One night, we'll remind you how we touched and went our separate ways. If he ever hurt you, true love won't desert you. You know I still love you, though we touched and went our separate ways. Musical 30 break.
Measures.
30 measures.
Oh, how many measures is this?
A lot.
It's like a really long time.
30 count
before.
One. Fuck. God damn it, I lost count!
Me too.
Tell Geddy Lee to slow it the fuck down!
Woo!
Bet Dragon Force can kick this fucker's ass!
He's the best guitarist ever! He's fast!
Let's get Monkey from Korn to do this shit.
Some kids!
Oh! Someday, love will find you. Break those chains that bind you. One night, we'll remind you If he ever hurts you, true love won't desert you. You know I still love you. Yeah. I still love you, girl. I really love you, girl. And if he ever hurts you... I guess I missed that part. True love won't desert you. No.
No!
No.
No!
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 No! Fuck this!
Let's touch dicks!
Let's touch dicks! Fuck you, Sound Choice!
Oh.
Faggot!
Man, that was awful.
Fuck him!
Oh, Jesus, I'm bleeding.
Oh. That's my new favorite thing.
Awesome. Whatever happened to Mike's dad answers Yahoo questions?
We don't have any Yahoo questions.
What do you mean we don't? There's thousands of them.
Thousands?
Yeah, literally at least 2,000 questions.
Do you have a good one that you saw recently?
No, do you?
No.
Maybe
I'll do that.
God damn.
Later in the week when we have Jesse here.
Aww. The Pokemons.
Pokemons. I can't believe that Pokemon's still around.
Oh, fuck yeah. They stopped making new ones.
Are the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers still around?
No, they canceled that shit.
Yeah. Didn't they do like a whole bunch of different Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yeah, they did. And then one of... And then they that one dude, I think he went into gay porn and now like gives dick.
Which one?
The Red Ranger, I think.
Red Ranger.
I think the Green Ranger, everybody was calling him like a fucking pussy. So he went to go like do MMA and shit.
Yeah. And the Red Ranger does gay porn.
Yeah, I think so.
Does he think he, like, comes in the room and he's like, hey, baby.
Yeah, but he really, Red like, Ranger. Beefed up, too. Like, he got really, like, fucking, like, meat-tacular and, like, wow. Goes down on dudes like fucking
no.
Banana nuts.
Meat-tacular?
Banana nuts.
Banana nuts.
Banana no no.
Banana no 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 no.
Hey, you.
Hello?
Hey, you. Dang!
Ah, oh, dang.
Level. Oh, you leveled.
Oh, snap.
Congratulations, you hit level 67.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that sucks because you're not 70 yet, you little whore.
I gotta go, though, dog. I gotta go to work.
Where you work at, son?
Shit, man. Gotta get this paper.
Cheddar?
Cheddar.
You know I look clean.
You at that level 70?
No, I'm level 80.
80?
I'm rocking nuts.
Yeah?
I'm a fucking claymore.
Shit, dog.
Yeah.
Holla.
Holla back, friend.
You got that natty light?
The
huh?
What?
You got that natty light, dog?
Natty light?
Got that natty light, dog?
I don't know what that is.
Got me a six pack of some natty light.
I think you win.
Shit.
Apparently. Stay in hell, faggots!
My love for you is ticking clock, Belzerker. Would you like to suck my cock, Belzerker?
I want you to know it's over, man.
Well, bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. Call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodix.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodix.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at WFODix. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.